right over there.
Why's the dolphin not here in the front of the boat? See him way out there?
Blue clear skies, gentle waves, and pristine sugar sand greeted 136 passengers as they disembarked the Ship Island Excursion ferry boat for a Mother's Day at the beach. Ferry boat captain Louis Scrametta's family charter boat business has endured hard times and hurricanes for 84 years. Until now. On a good day, Captain Louis transports 400 beachgoers to Ship Island. As a result of the publicity surrounding the Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion, today he carried 136. He says if this keeps up, he'll run out of money by August, and his family and 36 employees will be out of work and broke.
That's very close to us. Understand that the mass of oil that's being spilt, it's just swirling around out there at this time offshore. It's about 10 miles south of Ship Island at this time, our destination. So far we've been lucky at staying off the islands, but I think it's just a matter of time with the amount of oil that's flowing. I think it was something like 5,000 barrels a day. If they can't get this thing capped, I just think it's a matter of time before it starts washing up on our barrier islands. And not just the Mississippi barrier islands. I imagine we're looking at the Alabama and Florida barrier islands as well.
Linda St. Martin heads the Gulf Oil Disaster Responders, an ad hoc group of Gulf Coast business people, environmentalists, and concerned citizens. They are mad at BP, their Mississippi governor, President Obama, and anyone else in charge who did not show up to help.
I do not know why Janet Napolitano has to stand next to Haley Barbour while he is apologizing for British Petroleum. I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in both the governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, and in the response of the federal government.
According to the Associated Press, seven BP executives were on board April the 20th celebrating the rig's safety record when a bubble of methane raced up the drill column from 5,000 feet down and exploded when the flammable fumes met an ignition source.
Yeah, I heard they had some bigwigs from BP on there. I think they were celebrating that they discovered oil. You know, this was an exploratory well. I imagine they got a nice little wake-up call with this deal. They were not prepared. It's obvious these people were not prepared. This thing should have never been out there. They were too much, too soon, not enough emergency contingencies in place, and obviously they're in trouble.
In the explosion, scores were injured and 11 workers disappeared and have not been found. Linda St. Martin.
There are 11 families who lost their breadwinners when that rig exploded. Nothing is being said about them. They're being swept aside and under the table. No attention is being given to them. Are you proud, BP?
For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF, this is Tom Bauer reporting from Gulfport, Mississippi.